Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
You know, DZ, since it's Friday, we got to keep it fun. I say that on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday as well, but...
I was going to say, didn't you say that the whole week and then we went deep?
Pretty much. So the kiss question of the day is, what is something you do that is childish, but you still do it anyway? We're going to have some fun with this one.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to go with something that literally just happened at the radio station. I was walking down the hall with my coffee, and every time I see the DJs on our sister stations, because we have four stations in this building, I saw Radar across the hall, and we have a scare game, and I love to scare him. And then if I can get him and he jumps, I know that I won that day. And I just nailed him in the hall by screaming as loud as I could when he turned the corner. Like, that's pretty childish, and I'm not stopping. I am not stopping the scare people game. It's on.
It's like the harmless childish.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
But it is childish. I mean, who
definitely.
Imagine you're in a lawyer's office and they're going, boo.
Boo.
Around corners.
But now let's get back to the subpoena.
Yeah. So anyway, where were we? But at the radio station, a little boo seems normal, right? Because we're wacky.
Yeah,
so anyway,
we're goofballs.
I think that's one of the most childish things I do. What about, and sometimes once in a while, I'll mimic my kids if they really get on my nerves. I'm like,
I know you are.
That's so childish.
But what am I?
You sound like a baby. So I mimic them, which is really obnoxious and rude, and I'm aware of that, but I do it. So
Allie said, look at me. I'm Hudson. I want another toy.
Yep, pretty much when they get on my nerves, which is super childish. What do you do, DZ, that's childish?
Well, I'm a dude, so yeah. Existing.
I was
going to
say, I figured it'd be something with farts or something. I mean, you have two little boys.
Actually, the farts has been always such a natural thing for my life. That's like farting out loud isn't like a horror.
Right.
I farted. I pooted. No. I'll tell you what the most childish thing is that I do, and I do this everywhere, anywhere, I don't care where. I may have shared this already before. Yeah. I can't actually remember.
What?
I will blow bubbles in my chocolate milk until I am 105. Oh, I don't care.
That's childish. Definitely childish, but I love it, and I respect it. I used to tell if you got bubbles, you're happy?
If I got bubbles, I'm happy. If I got chocolate milk, I'm happy. When I got the combination of both, it's a great day.
I used to tell my kids to never do that because when they would do it, it would shoot chocolate milk everywhere over the table because they couldn't control it because they were little. But you're an adult, so we'll allow it.
I guess so,
right? Allowed. All right. Well, this is the question of the day, and I can't wait to hear what people say. What is something you do that is childish, but you still do it anyway? I walk around the building intentionally screaming and scaring people. DZ said that he will blow bubbles in his milk.
Facts.
Which is so funny. 414-533-1037. That works for texting or calling. What is something you do that's childish, but you still do it anyway? And maybe you mimic your kids like I do. Totally get it. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
The question of the day is, what is something you do that is childish, but you do it anyway? What a fun question for a Friday, DZ.
I like it.
You know, first up today, guess who's on the phone? It's been a minute, so long that I had to dust off her theme song. Where have you been? Ashley in Cudahy? What's going on? What the heck?
What's going on? Where you been? Explain yourself.
That's the dust on your theme song. Oh, my gosh.
Is that what that is? Oh. I can breathe my again. Asthma.
Me too, and I don't even have asthma. You gave me asthma, Ashley.
Me neither.
All the dust. No, Ashley, good morning.
Morning. I missed you guys.
We missed you too. Sorry. Same. Let me get you up there. How's it going? Now we're happy to have you back.
It's going good. The school year's ending, you know, wrapping stuff up. So.
Yep. Well, we want to know what's something you do that's childish because you're a teacher, so you must have a few.
Oh, yeah. I play pranks.
Oh.
So, like, the best prank I ever pulled was last year because I was moving school. So, I was packing up all my stuff, so all the stuff in one of my cabinets. There's a very long cabinet, and the kids would go in there and, like, sit in there and close the door.
So and jump out. And jump out or no? Just go in there to hide. Oh.
They would just go in there to hide, and I was like, nope, not doing that. So I rigged it with some fake spiders so that when they opened up the door, it would just jump in their face.
Oh my gosh.
Perfect.
So you got
stopped
them back.
Everybody from going in.
They stopped.
I got them back, and they were like, I'm not going. I was like, thank you.
So, please. Ashley, you are a little, you're fun. You're a fun teacher. You'll play pranks on them. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is
oh,
she
yeah.
being childish and still teaching lessons somehow? I don't get it.
The answer is yes, and we like it. It's very good. Ashley,
got to give them what they need sometimes.
Which is
what they deserve.
Which is scaring them, and that's great. All right, Ashley, thanks for calling. You have a great day.
You too. Miss you guys. Love you.
Miss you too. Well, miss prove you. It you, that love you miss that. Us and call us more. You know, you sound like a dude. I miss you. Well, then call me.
I love you.
Where have you been, girl? Well, then call me and take me out to dinner. Where have you been?
Hey, big
kid. Okay, we can do that.
Oh, good. Let me know when our date is. Have a great day, Ashley. Bye.
Bye.
Next up, we got Jessica calling in. This is Trisha in Milwaukee. Are you there? Oh, no, wrong one. I did it again. This is my fault because you're at home today, DZ. Here's Trisha.
My bad.
Hey, Trisha in Milwaukee. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
See, this is the right one.
Good morning, Trisha.
Trisha, we're talking about something you do that is childish, but you still do it anyway. What is it?
I like to ride on the grocery cart through the parking lot on the way to my car.
same, girl.
This sounds like fun. I love that. Now I'm going to do that today. Hudson always does that.
Allie, pro tip.
Time for us to have fun.
You got to make sure there's stuff in the cart, though, because if not, it's a little back heavy, if you know what I'm saying.
Yep, so and then you're going to flip over.
And then you whoop. Exactly.
The water will work.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, I like that one. I'm even going to do that today when I go to the grocery store and just hope to God there's enough in it that it doesn't tip over.
Hey, listen, you get to the car way faster. Proof's in the pudding. Trust me.
Yep. Oh, that's a good one. Thanks for calling, Trisha.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. I'm definitely doing that later.
I got to see what the texts are saying, too, because the question of the day is, what is something you do that's childish, but you still do it anyway? And I was saying, I love to scare. We have a coworker in the building who we have this game where we scream and try to scare each other coming around the corner. I'm well aware of how childish that is, and I'm not stopping. It's just not happening. DZ says that he blows bubbles in milk.
Specifically chocolate milk. You know what I'm saying? The regular, degular 2%, that feels like more of a serious milk. Chocolate milk is more fun.
More fun milk. Fine. Yeah. Received. I finally have Jessica in Waukesha now. This is the correct one. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Hi. What's something you do that's childish, but you still do it anyway?
I will regularly, very often throughout the day, flip off one of my coworkers.
Yes, this is my kind of childish. Yes, I love this kind of childish.
So his workspace looks onto mine, and essentially every time he looks up and I see him and he sees me, we'll kind of lock eyes, and then we flip each other off, like to the point where part of his Christmas present was a printed picture of Betty White flipping the bird.
Our people.
And I brought my grandma into the office one day for a quick visit from out of town, and I told her she had to flip him off, and she did.
Stop!
Grandma got in on the action.
Your grandma flipped somebody off?
My 86-year-old grandma walked right up to him and flipped him off, and he could not stop laughing.
This is my spirit animal. I love your grandma. I want to know your grandma. In fact, I want to be your grandma, okay? I mean, seriously, she's amazing.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Today's What Would DZ Do, brought to you by Working From Home, where DZ's trying his best to manage a 2-year-old and a baby. You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
What Would DZ Do, sponsored by being a stay-at-home father today.
I have done shifts at home with 2 under 3, and it's a nightmare. So I commend you. You're actually doing a great job. The kids are being great.
I'm thriving.
The kids are being great. All right, DZ.
Thank you, man.
We got a really long message last night, and the girl was like, yo, can I submit this for What Would DZ Do? It's
and
good.
And we said, yes, we're using it tomorrow.
It's really good.
Right?
Yeah.
So, Alyssa wrote in and said, hey, Allie and DZ, I got a What Would DZ Do situation. So I recently got gas from a chain of gas stations that I have an app for. I usually buy from this chain, but not this particular gas station. I use the app that I always do to activate and pay at the pump. Mm-hmm. I do this for the rewards from the gas stations and on my credit card because, you know, girls trying to get that money back however I can.
If you're not paying to get points back with stuff nowadays, what are you doing?
Everything gives you points
or
cash back.
Everything gives you something back. Yes, go on.
So she says, so I activate the pump on my app, go to pump the gas, but then it didn't work right away, canceled out. So I reactivated my app again. It works. I pump my gas and I leave. Now, there are 2 pending charges on my card when I look at it later, when I assume one will drop off because of the canceled first attempt. Well, fast forward, it's been 3 days now, and I'm receiving charges on my card, and there is no charge for gas.
Mm-hmm.
No pending charge, no pending charge items, no charges at all. Both charges have dropped off. I'm so confused as to why this happened. I've never used the app numerous times at once before.
Yeah.
And everything has gone through just fine every other time. Now I feel like I stole the gas. Unintentionally, of course.
Of course, yeah.
But I still feel bad and don't know how or why this happened. Should I go back to the gas station and pay them for the gas they didn't charge me for?
Ooh.
What should I do here? Help, Alyssa.
Dude, we got this message last night. I'm like, this is a great one because even I'm like, what do you do here? Because obviously, we hear you, Danny. Don't you worry. We're talking right now, Danny. Let us live.
He's trying to give his advice.
I know. Well, tell him when he can speak more words. He can chime in, okay?
Thank you.
Learn mama, and then you can talk on the show, okay, Danny? No, but I think that I wouldn't know what to do because let's say I go back and pay, which is probably what I would do for peace of mind. But then what if you don't go back and pay and it shows up like days later and you weren't prepared for that charge and now it gets taken out of account? Maybe you didn't balance your check, your whatever,
sure.
Not a checkbook. That sounds so ancient, but you didn't balance your account. and then they take it out days later when they realize it. And then what? Now you what,
and then
what,
boom.
What if you had like $75 in your account and they took 50?
That's it.
Imagine.
Right. Now, now you've got less than a 20 piece left for the rest of the week.
Right.
I mean, or the next 2 weeks.
If you're
who knows, right?
Dough, I don't know, then who cares? But you know, well, yeah. What would you, what
no,
do you think?
See, I didn't even kind of fathom that because I went, listen, if you use this app frequently and it always works on the one time that it doesn't, it's not like you noticed immediately. Again, it sometimes takes multiple days for transactions to clear, drop off, yada, yada, yada. It's been 3 days. Mm-hmm. They've moved far past that closing sheet and that gas has already been accounted for, paid for. They've got insurances.
I was going to say, what if I was like, but then who paid for it? She's not categorized as a drive away then.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like what if they caught up with it and went, wait, that person, how did you even get gas? You didn't
technically
pay for it.
Technically it would probably get categorized as a miscellaneous or a drive away in that sense. And I actually used to work at gas stations. So when that would happen, it really doesn't cost the gas station anything.
So we should drive away more, is what you're saying.
Well, when kidding. It adds up. Hold
I'm
on.
Kidding.
If everybody does it.
Don't do it. It's illegal. Do not do that and go to jail today and say, Allie told me to, whatever you do.
I swear. And you definitely don't blame DZ, okay?
No.
No. What I'm saying, especially for Alyssa's scenario, it's one, been so long. Two, it doesn't happen frequently. And three, stop blocking your blessings. You got a free tank of gas. Ma, what? I wish. What app are you using so I could try to do the same thing?
Yeah, but she's a good person, so she feels bad because she wants to make sure that she did the right thing. She's trying to do the right thing here, though. That's the problem. But I'm with you. You got the free gas. Now what? You know?
I think the right thing in this scenario is just to move on with your life.
Okay.
Now, what I would do, I'd continue to go back to that gas station, not in hopes that it happens again, but in hopes that it doesn't happen again, so then I feel rectified, like, okay, I gave y'all more and more of my money, so now y'all are good.
Yeah, you can text or call, by the way, 414-533-1037. Beth in Greenfield wrote in, and she said, I think that this person should just take it as a gift from the universe and pay it forward somehow.
I like that.
Okay, somebody said, I had this same problem, and 3 to 5 days later, my gas charge showed up. I thought I stole gas, too.
That's what you were saying, Allie.
What if
waiting? There's two pending charges, so now on their end, they're doing some investigation or something and going, okay, one of those charges sticks.
Wow. Okay, every single one of our phone lines is busy, and we have a lot. So we're going to talk to people next. Get ready.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So this message we got last night, sent to the Kiss FM Instagram, by the way, she said, hey, but what would DZ do? And she's worried that she stole gas.
Well, she uses an app. She says she has this app that she uses at different gas stations. The gas station she went to ain't the same one. She got double charged because the pump didn't work the first time.
Right.
Second time she got gas, 3 days later, nobody paid for gas because she got off for free. She feels bad, wants to know if she should go back.
Well, you said what? Just let it be a gift from the universe.
Yep. Don't block your blessings, baby girl. Go ahead. Get your gas on. Bye.
Let's start this morning. Let's start with Abby, who's calling from Cedar Rapids. And I was like, Iowa? Abby?
Yes.
What? Man.
Wait, Iowa for real?
The sky must be clear today and our tower's on fire if we're reaching Iowa. I mean, now we're talking. Whew,
girl. I listen to it often.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You should just listen on the Odyssey app and then it'll never, you know, you'll never have any issues and you'll be entered to win a trip to see Taylor Swift. But I digress.
It is actually programmed on my, like, on my dash, and I just push a button and it's always on. So,
perfect.
I honestly never put it together that it was that far.
What up, Iowa?
What's up? Keep us on that dash. Abby, don't you change a thing.
Next thing you know, we're going to start doing appearances in Iowa. Look out.
What's up? What's Cedar Rapids doing this weekend?
Wait, not for real. Actually, if we drive there, we have to use gas. And we're talking about gas. So do you think she should go back?
Oh, boy. Yes.
Oh, she says go back to the gas station? Wait, go on.
No.
Abby. I thought so. No, don't go back or go back?
No, okay.
Don't go back. So what if it comes up days later? You just have to be prepared for that, huh?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
All right. So Abby says, don't go back.
Don't block that blessing.
Man. All right. right. Well, Abby, thanks for listening in Iowa. I can't believe that. And get on the Odyssey app, girl. We got you. All right. We'll talk to you later, Abby.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see you this weekend. Bye.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I forget we have to drive there, don't we?
We got an appearance in Cedar Rapids, Abby.
We gotta go there. Dude, I love hearing your kids in the background. Sammy's like, yo, I want to be on the radio. Coming up next, you know who she is.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Hi,
I'm
Saucy.
Different.
You are different. And the problem is she's worried that she didn't get charged for the gas. And she wants to know if she feels like she stole it. Should she go back to the gas station?
Okay, girl. You know, I overthink stuff all the time and I feel bad for things like that. But you know what? Karma can be good too. Mm-hmm. Walk away. Keep it in your account. Keep it in your account just in case. But walk away. Don't say anything.
Okay, so that fixes my fear, DZ, which was that if you are one of these people who might not have a ton of money in your account, the fear is, well, what if it comes out? If I only have $75 and $50 is going to come out, you know, in, I don't know, a few days, I might be in trouble. Right?
Yeah. No.
So what she's saying is block that off.
Keep it in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. So Saucy. Like,
yeah, most definitely. This actually happened to my sister, and she did get away with a free tank of gas.
She did.
So, hey, just do it.
So, wait, so she never got charged?
She never got charged.
Mm.
Yep, walk away. Like karma can be a good thing sometimes.
That's true.
And exactly what Saucy's saying. You know, good karma, bad karma, all this karmic retribution. If you were blessed, just make sure that you're ready for it just in case it hits, though.
I was going to say, it's interesting. Perspective is everything. You learn this listening to this show because in my mind, you guys are saying the karma was the free gas. You know how my mind saw it? If I don't pay for it, I've got bad karma.
Bad karma.
See, and I didn't even think about it as like a blessing the way you guys are. I didn't even think about it like that.
Maybe she's been such a good person that the universe just blessed her a little bit.
That sounds like a thief trying to justify.
We got to turn around the negative thoughts.
It depends on how you think.
How many times have those negative thoughts dragged me down and I'm thinking about it, and letting it bother me? Don't think about it. Mm-hmm. Walk away. Let it be what it's going to be, and the universe has spoken.
Boom, that part. Thanks, Saucy. You have a great day. We loved it.
You guys, too. Happy Friday.
Bye.
Well, bye, Saucy.
Bye.
Peace, love.
Look at that. You guys are making me think a little bit this morning. Look at you guys. Last but not least, she's got her own theme song. Let's go ahead and pull it up here. Oh, Kelly is in Sussex.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly.
The heck if I would go back.
Ooh. Really? I would have swore Kelly would say go back.
Kelly, I pinned you as a go back and pay girl. I am shocked right now.
Absolutely not.
Really? Why?
Like everyone says, keep the money in case it comes out, but she attempted to pay for it. Mm-hmm. And who's to say if she goes back that they even have a way in their system to add it back in to charge her?
Okay.
They may not even be prepared for something like that.
Okay.
I say like everyone else said, count it as a blessing and just go on with your day.
Somebody said she should return it. If she got double charged, she'd be calling to get her money back. Oh, that's another spin on it. See?
That is very true, because if I had gotten double charged, you bet your buns I would have been there the next day. Spinsters, dang it.
See, and then somebody kind of, well, thank you for calling, Kelly. You have a great day. Yeah. We love hearing from you.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. Somebody texted in and said, definitely pay that back. You don't want that bad karma, which is exactly what I was saying. I went the other way in my mind thinking that, you know, it was going to be bad karma if you didn't, you know?
I like the fact that she clearly isn't somebody that suffers from too much bad karma because anybody else wouldn't have even thought to write in. She went, what should I do, y'all? I feel terrible. Well, that's the sign of a good person.
That's kind of what I'm with you on that. And I think we should end it with that. The fact that she cared and was worried she was, you know, maybe affecting someone's business or doing the wrong thing, then that's all I need to hear. You're fine, girl.
Go back if you want,
but just be glad you cared.
I think Saucy won today. Keep the money in the account just in case, but otherwise, don't go out your way.
Boom. Saucy Sandra, the voice of reason on the show. It has happened, DZ. Latest from Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. That's I Had Some Help on 103.7 Kiss FM, the Odyssey World premiere, DZ.
Yeehaw!
I'd seen it online a bunch, you know, because I follow Post Malone. So when you follow Post Malone, all the his stuff comes up in your feed. So yeah. I had seen that song, and then they finally let it go this week, and here we are. So, brand new.
I got to be honest. I didn't realize I had heard it as well. Once mm-hmm. once it came in, I was like, oh, I heard snippets of this online.
Yeah, online, you hear them now. You hear everything online, right?
Yep.
I do want to say that DZ is a dad of the year. Before we do Teacher Appreciation Week and Nurses Appreciation Week, dad of the year, because Sammy and Danny are in your arms right now as you are on the air.
Literally.
Work from home with kids. Sammy, what up?
I mean, he can't hear me. Allie.
Come over here and say hola. He's drawing a picture.
He's busy doing his start of month expense report. Okay, he's busy back here.
I looked up one time on the camera and he's eating a banana and then he sets it down and he gets a notepad and walks off like, okay, I'm going to go do a report now. I ate my breakfast. Time for work.
That's exactly what he's doing. But you mentioned teacher and nurses appreciation. Part of the reason why I'm home with both mm-hmm. is because my wife is a teacher.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have the easy accessibility to just not go to work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So She can't teach from home.
No.
I can work from home.
Absolutely, especially on a Friday. And then I get to stare at these cuties all morning on the camera. And I'm like, hi, DZ's in hell, but I'm great over here. I'm like, hi, cuties. Hi, Danny. Hi, Sammy. Teacher Appreciation Week. Did your wife get some good gifts this week?
My wife has gotten a bunch of stuff. Nice. You know what I'm saying? Her kids and her kids' parents know their teacher well. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. when my wife comes home with a big old bag of Twix candy bars, some Twix ice cream,
yep.
a bunch of goodies for the classroom, trinkets and things, mm-hmm. little coffee gift cards, I'm like, oh, y'all know y'all teacher very well.
For sure. I'm more annoyed that they put them on the same week. I don't think it's fair that teachers' appreciation and nurses' appreciation is on the same week. I feel like they should get their own week. Why are they all on the same week? I did not appreciate that this year. I was like, come on, now they should get their own week.
That's actually really valid. Why right? are we hybriding? We got more than enough weeks in the year.
We have 52. 52.
Crazy.
I'll kick somebody else out of it. No, we don't need other appreciation weeks. I can find the list and tell you who we could kick off.
Listen, we should have
done that before we came on and said, here's who we can let go of.
No hate, but we can let go of left-handed appreciation week. In light of Nurses Appreciation Week. I'm willing to sacrifice that, lefties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to pull this up. Like, wait staff day. There's all kinds of appreciation days for everybody. But I just want to say shout out to the nurses and teachers, though. Thank you for all you do. And I'm sorry to my kids' teachers. I haven't gotten them anything yet.
Sorry ahead of time. And thank you for all the times.
My sister, who's an elementary school principal, Penny, in California, she's like, did you get the teacher something? It's teacher. Every day I talk to her, she's flustered. I've got to get in to set up the donut bar for my teachers tomorrow. And I'm like, now you better be appreciating them all week. She's like, oh, gotta go. Gotta set up the ice cream social to tell them I appreciate them.
Well, and the principal's got it right now. My wife's principal's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Getting little things like little popcorn bar set up.
Yep.
Or getting the tiny Jimmy John sandwiches mm-hmm. for everybody. Just a little nod of appreciation, mm-hmm. man. That's all it takes.
Yeah, and I saw one thing Penny did I hadn't seen. She set up like a bloom bar where you could make your own flowers. She set up vases. And the teachers could come in, make their own flowers, and then they go take them back to their classroom if you're into that, too. I see some cool stuff this week for Teacher Appreciation Week.
That's an innovative idea. I never heard of that. I like it.
Yeah, it was cool. So shout out to everyone celebrating. And if you're a nurse, we appreciate you. If you're a teacher, we appreciate you. Thank you for all you do. All right. Very nice. All right. Am I the Jerk is coming up next. It made me very upset.
Did it?
Yeah, I think a dude is fat shaming his wife.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, 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 DZ, we got this one yesterday, and I said, oh, you're going to the front. You know, we have this long stack of Am I the Jerks. Oh, no, this one got sent right to the top.
Mm-hmm.
You can always submit. You can always submit. That's right. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Okay, DZ, here's what she said. She does not want her husband to know she wrote in because she's embarrassed about this, which already breaks my heart. So what's her name going to be? You don't know what her real name is, so you pick a name. Only I know.
Let's call her Francine.
Francine. Got it. All right. Francine said, good morning, Allie and DZ. So my husband and I have been together for 20 years. We have 3 kids together. So his cousin is having a baby. That's exciting. And his parenting advice was to watch how bad your wife's body's going to change. it's ruined now.
Okay.
He says it's a joke, but it has really affected me. To me, it's wrong. There's many things he could have said, but that's all the advice he gave to him. He repeated to him over and over again, watch how bad your wife's body's going to change. But I can't get it out of my head. I feel like I'm going crazy. It makes me think he's not attracted to me anymore. He doesn't even celebrate Mother's Day for me anymore. Ugh, that's a whole nother issue. Yeah, he tells the kids that she's not my mother. I get it. I'm not as blah, blah, blah. Like, he doesn't have to honor her on Mother's Day because it's not his mom is what he tells her.
Oh, it's the kid's mom, not my mom.
But she said, I gave him three children, so it still hurts that he does nothing on Mother's Day. I've been pulling myself away from him, and I don't want to. But it just stinks, and I don't know what to say or do anymore. Am I the jerk for overreacting, or is he the jerk? What? I saw this. I'm like, oh, she needs some love. She needs some, we got to talk to her today, Francine. Francine, our listeners are going to come through and give you some advice. And maybe somebody will say she's a jerk and she's overreacting. Maybe they will. I'm going not the jerk clearly today.
Well, and people got to talk to each other plainly, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes truth hurts. And let me preface by saying I'm not leaning towards jerk, right?
Right.
But what I will say is the honesty behind some people's words hurts, and the truth behind some people's words hurts. Mm-hmm. What he did was reveal a whole lot about himself in that moment. Mm-hmm. Right?
You're right about that. Because he wasn't saying it to her. He's saying it to someone else. But it's obvious he thinks that because of his own experience with his wife who had children. And of course our body changes. What do you want us to do? We made a human,
we all know
you freak.
That.
I grew a whole crazy damn human in my body, and now you want to... Of course it looks different. Like, what?
Let me just say, the body is not a rubber band.
No.
All right, it's not going to just snap back into place the second you pop a baby out, right? And anybody that thinks it does, y'all are diabolical. I don't even know who or what raised y'all.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
What I do feel, though, is her reaction is important on how and if she does get determined the jerk.
Okay.
If she lashes out, this is a gotta be the bigger person scenario, mm-hmm, because you can't stoop down to somebody's level. It's going to only affect you worse.
Yeah. 100%.
You feel what I'm saying?
I feel like she deserves better and she should just get it moving. Sounds like she's already pulling away and I'm like, girl, you could be happy. You don't have to live like this with somebody insulting you and body shaming you passive aggressively to their cousin. I mean, how rude. How rude. You know, because I'm almost with you at that point. Words hurt, but you're also, you know, words hurt, but you're not saying it to her either. So it's even worse. You're saying it around the way and she's not stupid, you know?
It's a truth hurt scenario. And it depends on how you handle yourself. Mm-hmm. She needs to uphold the utmost grace, or else she could come out jerky on the end. Two jerks don't make it right.
Nope. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and texts next. Is she overreacting because her husband keeps telling his cousin who's having a baby, oh, watch how bad her body changes. It's ruined now. And she says he keeps saying it over and over. So she's pulling away. Wants to know if she's overreacting for being upset. We'll talk to you next.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Phones are hot, DZ. Very hot. Everyone's upset, and I think we're going to find out. I was shocked if it goes a different way today, but we'll see, I guess. Let's find out. Basically, Francine wrote in, wanted to be anonymous, so we changed her name. She said she's embarrassed, and she didn't want people or her husband to know that she had written in today. But basically, he keeps telling his cousin who's having a baby that his wife's body is going to change. It's ruined now. Just wait. And she's over the body shaming joke. So she wants to know if she's the jerk and is overreacting. And I'm like, huh? Mm-hmm. What? What? Okay, girl. Well, hold on. We're going to start this morning with one of our regulars. You ready for this? Because people are fired up. Let's go. It's Amelia in Milwaukee.
How are you guys doing on Friday?
Girl.
Hey, Amelia.
We were doing great until I read this, Am I the Jerk? And now I'm mad.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, he's my God, I'm trying my best not to cuss, but he is a jerk. Like, let me tell you, first of all, us women, we go through a lot.
Amen.
Our whole lives, okay?
Our whole lives. Thank you.
We push it as a human being. And you're so worried about how her body's going to look. You know what? First of all, if you really do care, there's other ways around it. How to talk to her about, you know what? Maybe you should do this. Not, you know, body shame her or anything like that. And not only that, I would like to know how he looks.
Thank you.
That's what I said. I said, is this projection? Is this guy overweight? I would love to see what this guy looks like.
That was my next point. What does he look like?
Oh, uh-huh. I would love it. And let me tell you, from experience, I've always been, you know, up and down in weight.
Yeah,
and
same.
I would never forget a guy would tell me, I can't do you because you're heavy. Tell me why years later he tried to talk to me, and I'm like, I didn't even realize you looked like a gremlin before they turned green. Like, really, dude?
What?
Like, now you look at me, oh, no, don't say hi to me. You know, I may gain and lose weight, but you're losing your hair, and I don't know what you're going to do with that.
Good luck fixing your hair.
Right. And then you got bad bangs. No, and don't get me wrong. As life goes on, especially with the big pandemic that hit, it has changed a lot of people. And so to sit there and body shame somebody, you know what? How about you look in the mirror and figure out what you don't like about yourself that you're sitting here body shaming somebody else?
Boom. Because that is exactly it. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. So,
that's what it really is if you think about it. When people sit here and criticize and stuff like that, like, you know,
it's about them.
There's something deep inside of your root that you're it's bothering you.
Amen. Amelia, love you. You said it great. He's the jerk. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys. Have a nice one. Bye.
Bye. All right.
Hey, get her off the phone before she curses, Brish. I know she's fired up.
Amelia's ready to go, boy. Next up, another regular because the phones are hot today. Lisa in West Allis.
Hey, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you as fired up as Amelia was?
Well, I have had 2 children, and my body is no longer the same.
Same. I had a tummy tuck. Everybody knows it. It was for weight loss and the babies.
I'm full of fupa over here, but anyway.
Girl, and you still look fine. And if I still hit that, and I haven't seen you.
I was going to say, man.
Well, you have. You just don't know that it's me.
Real man like a little fupa, yeah, family.
Yes. All right, Lisa, what do you think? He's been saying this over and over in front of his wife to his cousin. Is she overreacting for thinking he's body shaming her?
No, she's not overreacting, and she's not the jerk, because I was just going to say what Amelia said. How many hairs off his head did he lose in the last 20 years?
Here come the female gang. Gang, gang, DZ.
I mean, if you want to talk.
Here we go.
Well, male or female, it doesn't matter. Our bodies change as we get older.
That's right.
It don't matter.
Yes, absolutely. I've seen the dudes in their 40s who have been fit their whole life, the little beer belly starting to come in. I've seen it, dude.
Slowly.
It happens to us no matter who you are. Things change and you have to deal with it. So, Lisa, you're saying he's the jerk, though.
Oh, yeah, he's a jerk. She's not.
And yeah, and we're not supposed to tell people to leave, but girl, go. Bye.
Girl, please.
I'm like, he's not. She said in the message, thanks for calling, Lisa. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, you guys have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Lisa.
She said in the message that he doesn't even do anything for Mother's Day, and he says, well, you're not my mom. But it's just the guy just does not appreciate her all around.
That feels like a whole nother problem. Like, buddy, did you give up? Because then you got to go, man.
Seriously. All right. Last but not least, she is. It's another Lisa. You can imagine who it is.
Oh, Sheboygan. Hey, Lisa.
Sheboygan in the house. Hey, Lisa.
Sheboygan representing. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, DZ is holding up his musky football from Lakeland right now. His shirt's on.
Sheboygan, baby.
Football helmet is around somewhere. I could put that on.
Okay, enough with the football stories, you two.
Shout out Lakeland, baby.
Here we go with the nostalgia today. I hear it. Okay, Lisa, what do you think? Is Francine overreacting?
No. And I'm like Amelia, I have to realize that I can't cuss right now because listening to it, like, I could feel like my face getting red and hot with rage.
Mm-hmm.
And then as like I sat and listened, then I got really sad for her because nobody should have to be subjected to that. And did this husband know that she heard this? Like,
yes.
He
said it multiple times, she said, and he repeats it. So it's not like he said it once in passing to his cousin. She's like, no, it's been repetitive.
Does it matter if she heard it or not? He still said it and felt it.
That's true. It's still nasty what he said. Yeah.
It still is. But sometimes, like, I wonder, like, does he know that she heard it? And what is his reaction to her, you know, her knowing that he heard it? Like, then, like, really, there's a problem. Mm-hmm. If he knows that she heard it and is still saying it. But, I mean, shout out to my husband. Like, he loves me no matter like what size my pants
are. He tells you you're beautiful, as he should if you're going to be married. That's the way it should be. Yeah, nobody should be making you feel bad in a relationship. I don't care if you're married, not married, friends. If they're putting you down, goodbye. That's it, right, Lisa? Sorry, I'm getting on one. Now I'm preaching.
No, and I guarantee like everybody that usually is the bully is usually one that's bullied themselves, right? So it doesn't make it right, but I guarantee he's unhappy with himself. Let's make everybody else around me feel unhappy, which isn't right.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting fired up again.
Yep. Oh. Girl, so, same.
Allie, you nailed it on the front end. You said projection. What's he look like? Where's his established weight, goal, hairline? Where are you at in your life? Man, he's unhappy.
He sure is acting like he's Brad Pitt, and I doubt it. I doubt it.
Sure not Brad Pitt.
All right, Lisa with us. Woosah. Deep breath. Ready to move on?
Woosah. Yes, and before I head off here, guys, Allie, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you too, Lisa.
And DZ, happy Mother's Day to Aaron.
Yes, absolutely. Happy Mother's Day, Aaron. Have a great Sunday. And I hope you do. And I hope your husband pays attention too, not just the kids.
That part.
Thank you. He will.
I know he will. Lisa, we'll talk to you later. Happy Mother's Day.
Bye, guys.
Peace.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I'm glad she said that because we've had so much going on with Nurses Week, Teacher Appreciation Week, Mother's Day. Like, they're screwing us. They're putting it all in one week. It's not fair.
How come moms get the short end of the stick?
Why? It's every time. And then husbands that say things like that. Thank God you're around, DZ. You give me hope for men, okay?
I got you.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Oof, this is a real awkward one today, DZ.
Why? What happened? Share. Spill the tea.
Oh, where do I even start? Okay.
At the beginning.
So, you're right. Fair. So, I've not dated in, I don't know, when was my last first date? Valentine's Day with a 27-year-old?
Maybe. I don't know.
That was it? And even that went nowhere, right? So I have not really gone on a date probably since 2023 outside of that. So I was like, I'm ready. Let's go. I'm going to go out with this guy. This guy's tall and cute and nice and blah, 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 right? Give him a go.
Sure.
Well, DZ, we set up a date for last night and it turned very quickly.
Wow,
I got a call from one of my friends who said, do you want to do nails? We had plans to get our nails done. Had a plan. I said, yes. And so she and I are sitting there in the afternoon getting our nails done. And I'm telling her that I'm going out with this guy tonight. And she goes, when? I go, oh, he just messaged me. We're going to go out in a little bit when he gets done with work.
Okay, yeah.
And she says to me, well, have you looked him up on Facebook? Are we dating the same guy? And I go, no, because I got kicked out of that group because the women complained, Allie's told him on the radio. And I'm like, there's 30,000 women in this group. We all know it exists.
Right.
What are we hiding for? If they suck, they suck.
All 30,000 of y'all are listening to Kiss FM anyway.
Yeah, who cares? I'm helping you out. So they kicked me out of the group, which then obviously put me in a bad position because I almost went out with this guy. I ended up canceling the date at the last minute.
Why? Dude, wait,
actually,
what happened?
I didn't cancel it. I unmatched with him and didn't say a word and moved on with my life because
you ghosted him.
Ghosted because when, thank goodness, my friend was sitting next to me and looked, and she's still in the group on Facebook. If you don't know what it is, are we dating the same guy? It's supposed to be a secret. It's not. They have one in every city where women can post, oh, I went out with this guy. He's just a cheater. Oh, I went out with this guy. He's amazing. Oh, I went out with this guy. He's my brother. Give him a chance. From good to bad. Well, he was on there, DZ, this guy.
He was.
And there were multiple women all saying, he's abusive.
No, wait. What?
Yes. Like all the way down.
Physically,
all the way down. Mentally, emotionally, you name it.
Everything.
And they have proof of it. So, and it's woman after woman. It's like, I'm the baby mama. I'm the ex-fiance. Like, it's like that bad. And they're all saying the same, like, I'm in counseling from all the abuse. And like, I mean, and this guy was like, would have been bigger than me. I don't get afraid of men physically, right? But like, I'm 5'11". But this guy, like, I was like.
You said dude was tall.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, physically, you know, it was just not that look. Anybody can abuse anyone, regardless of size.
Right.
I just feel less intimidated by men because of my height sometimes, right? But
let's
this
be
was
honest.
Like, hell no, run for the hills. Like, I was scared, dude. I was like, I'm out. I'm not here.
Abuse can happen in so many different forms.
Yeah.
But when somebody is physically larger than you,
oof,
you think of the possible physical power
harm
they have over
yeah
you. Let's not even say harm or abuse. Let's just say they have genuine physical power because of their size difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that'll put anybody in a weird pocket, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie, dude.
Serious conversation right now.
Well, he heard what you said.
He's mad.
He's distraught.
He said, hold on,
I'm here to help. He said, ayuda.
Oh,
I'm here to help.
Oh, Sammy, I know. You don't want Auntie Allie to go out with this guy, do you? I don't blame you, buddy.
Listen, I don't blame you for just ghosting, because at first I was like, wait. Ghosting somebody is never really cool.
He had to be, for safety alone, because he didn't have my number. He didn't have anything. So this is why I don't give people my number or nothing, because
mm-hmm
I know you can find me online, but I'll be like, not me. You got catfished, my guy. Which is what I would totally say.
Must have been the Allie Faye fake page.
Whoops,
I don't know,
somebody
dog
made a fake page. Don't know. Nothing about, no, but like, seriously, thank goodness somebody put her and I together yesterday doing
yeah
our nails, because
the
I would have ended up in a date with this guy, and who knows? I would have given him my, who knows? You know
who
what
know
I mean?
He could have
actually
been,
I would have C-capped him. That's not true, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but C-cap only works if they have
press
records,
charges.
If they have press
correct
charges.
Mm-hmm.
If this is all stuff that's being dealt with, you know, quote unquote back end, there
know
might not be a record. He could look like a clean,
well,
great guy on paper.
And honestly, I didn't want to know. I just wanted nothing to do with it. Like, all I
yeah
saw was the mess and the crazy. And like, I felt so bad for these women that they
and
had
I'm
been
out
sucked in by somebody, you know, in
mm-hmm
this situation. And now they're flustered online trying to go, don't please, because one date with the wrong guy, you know. So there is great things about that page, because I can go, oh wow, this guy abused multiple women. Clearly I'm not going out with that guy. No,
no
thanks.
All it takes is one thing too, and
yeah
I am glad that the universe put you with your friend yesterday.
Me too.
Otherwise it would have been an awkward day today. Who says, imagine this, bro. You never have this conversation interaction yesterday. You go out on a date with this dude.
And I buy into his garbage.
Today's conversation could have been, I had such an amazing date with an amazing guy.
Uh-huh.
He's tall. He's handsome. He was polite. He was this. And then a month later, say you keep going out with this guy. Now I get arrested because I done put hands on somebody because they done put hands on sis.
And then I'm
okay
arrested because I have to go fight somebody because DZ fought somebody.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling
like,
you,
this could have been a different. Woo,
you're
boy
so right. I could have gone out. And we all know a lot of times abusers are charming in the beginning. That's part
mm-hmm
of it. They charm you. They make you think that they're these great people, and then
they swoop you off
they groom
your
you
feet just so they can
they
throw
you
you later.
They groom
mm
you.
They groom you.
They groom you.
Head on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the head. Yep.
Yep, absolutely. So I'm really happy I did not go on that date. Woosah. That's my update
same
for dumpster fire dating. I would. We could open the phones if you guys think, because we always talk about red flags, like when it's okay to ghost. I feel like this abuse is a reason to ghost. If somebody has a history
yeah
of abuse, you can ghost them and never talk to them again. Even
yeah
a record.
I don't like ghosting.
Certain things on a record, not everything. I don't care about, you can do some things, and I don't, but it's, you know, it depends. So, all right. 414.
Spousal abuse ain't it?
No, that's awful. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that. Dumpster fire dating. What a day. Well, the phones are hot. 103.7 Kiss FM. This edition of Dumpster Fire Dating was a little intense. I'm not going to lie, DZ. I was supposed to go on a first date and then found out the guy had apparently abused multiple women. So I did not
I
go out on
record,
that date.
Bruh.
Yikes. Let's just go to the phones, because I said to these ladies, I'm like, what do you want to say? And they're like, oh, I got something to say. Megan's in Muskego. Good morning, Megan.
Hi.
Red flags or what to avoid? What do you think?
Well, so definitely, you know, I think you did a good thing by looking it up. And a lot more women need to do that. There are
agreed
so many women who don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that saved me before. I almost went on a date with a guy who had inappropriate pictures of minors.
Oh, he was like a pedophile.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, but I didn't. I C-capped him before I went on a date with him.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Luckily. So it saved me. People need to do that.
Well, I remember.
And, like, look them up and research.
This could even be the same guy, and we're not going to name names. But, DZ, do you remember when I Googled somebody I was supposed to go out with and a news article came up? It happened twice. And it might have been something similar to that. And I was like, ugh. And I was like, this is dating is crazy. But it's right there on the internet, you know?
Yeah.
Insane. Absolutely. So, yeah. Wow. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for calling today, Megan, and have a great day. I'm glad you dodged it as
you
well.
You too. Yeah.
Oof. Sheesh. All right. Bye, Megan.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah. You gotta look everything up. That's for sure. We'll go
nowadays, you can't chance it, bro. For real.
Mm-mm. Lynn's in Grafton. Hi, Lynn.
Hey, how are you?
Well, been better. I'm great now that I didn't go on that date.
Hey, you know what I was thinking?
What?
You know, you read those things about manifesting and the universe and everything?
Yeah, yeah.
It so came together for you yesterday.
Oh, why?
Because your friend was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just happened. What an off-the-cuff thing to say. Let's just look it up.
Yeah.
And then...
out of nowhere. Like, if she hadn't been there, I wouldn't have... Yeah, she's like, let's look them up on this app. And I'm like, I got kicked out... Or not app, group. I'm like, I got kicked out of that group, so I can't check people on that group anymore.
That's
so thanks for nothing, ladies.
I'm going to go in the group and call them out and say, look what could have happened if you hadn't
literally,
done that.
Literally, I would have gone out. It's crazy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I wanted to say, most of the really bad abusers are not online or caught because they're still doing whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, they do groom you, and it's a long-term thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my experience is that a lot of... Let's just say he's a guy's guy, right? Like, he hangs out with DZ, and he's a great guy, and DZ doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
When a friend turns out to be one of those, guys don't want to, like, admit that at first. Like, how can I be friends with someone? So it's really hard.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
But we all have it. Like, no one wants to think they're friends with the bad guy.
Right.
Right. No, it's shameful to feel associated with somebody like that. You're not wrong.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right. And a lot of those, you know, violent, those murder or abuse cases, always the friends go, I didn't think he was serious. So I'm wishing that you could talk to, like, that millionaire matchmaker Patty or somebody. I wish there was something like that in Milwaukee that would screen people out.
Well, because some people do.
Position.
Some people screen. I've seen some stuff, but I've also seen people that I don't even. You know what? Never mind. I'm not going to get into the groups.
Things fall through the cracks.
Yes,
things
all the time.
The all
thank
the time.
You. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I just wanted to say I'm so glad that happened. But I was going to tell you a funny story. I didn't have the benefit of the internet when I was in the dating years.
Okay.
But I had a friend, Peggy. And Peggy was the biggest jerk finder, so all of us when we were dating would take Peggy out with us to the bars, clubs, anywhere. And if she went up to a guy and said she liked him, we're like, oh no, stay away.
Bad guy. Peggy likes him, bad guy.
He was like 20 for 20. And you could have a bar with 1,000 people in it, and if she said, oh, those guys, like him and him, they were all... And, like, immediate jerks, you knew. And they were always looking and charming.
Well, where's Peggy now? Shout out to Peggy. Can she come out with me sometime? Peggy!
Yes,
Peggy batting 1,000.
That's funny. All right. Peggy's awesome.
No, good luck.
Thank you,
Keep
Lynn.
Keep and you know what? Maybe the listeners can find someone for you.
Nah.
That's what I'm saying.
Look, listen. I'm in this back to this let me just meet him organically mode. That's where I'm at right now. Like, I'm just so bored with the apps anyway, honestly. And part of me didn't even want to go on the date. And I said that to my friend. I go, this is like the world coming together. Now I don't have to get ready. Now, and you know what I did? I went and I did something healthy. I went and worked out again. And I went home, took a shower, and went to bed and minded my own business. It was great. It was
perfect.
Great.
I would have bought myself a purse. But
no drama. She got a reward gift for yourself for figuring out it.
Exactly.
Get out of here, Lynn.
All right, bye. Bye, Lynn.
Go buy a purse.
All right, Abby's in Milwaukee, last but not least. Hi, Abby.
Hi.
Hi. So we're talking about my dumpster fire dating. What do you want to say?
Well, I agree with Lynn. You definitely dodged the bullet on that one. So that's the thing. You know, I've been through similar experiences, and I have to say I do think, like, abusers, whether it be emotional, physical, things like that, a lot of them do things behind closed doors, and they don't necessarily, some of them don't, you don't necessarily see that.
No, you never
so
do. You never do. They don't abuse you in public. They don't abuse you in front of people, whether it's emotional.
I get that, but I'm saying, even if they have friends, like, their friends too may not know about it because, you know, they're this charming person. They put on this persona.
Oh.
And their friends may not realize it either and know that any of that happens either.
Yeah.
So it comes to light from the person that was going through it, their friends may not know about it either. So. Mm-hmm.
True. I've never met an abuser that wears an I'm an abuser t-shirt.
Right.
You know what I'm
absolutely
saying?
Yeah.
Nobody ever shakes your hands and say, hey, I like to beat my partners. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Nobody ever does that.
No, absolutely. Thank you for calling, Abby. We appreciate your input today. Thank you.
Have a great day.
She's right. I mean, they're not. It's very rare that you see someone on the street doing it. And when you do, that's when we, you know, that goes back to the age old, do you step in? That's a whole nother topic for another day, right? And I say yes.
Step in
or call
across
someone.
Across the road.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
DZ, I'm convinced that I have busted a liar.
Oh, really now?
Not one, but two liars.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Lying about what, though?
Well, lying about getting off the phone. I don't like talking on the phone very much either, DZ, but lately I've been questioning some of my friends and their motives when they get off the phone with me because I think they're lying to me. And I'm happy to give you examples of what they're doing.
I was going to say, you mean like they don't want to be on the phone with you? They don't want to talk or what? They're just trying to get off?
Well,
what?
It's like we're in the middle of like a great conversation. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, oh, I got to go into a meeting. Got to go by. And I'm like, you're such a liar. I'm like, you're not going. We were in the heart of a conversation. You've said nothing. We've been on the phone for a while. I'd rather you just say, yo, I got to go. I'm walking into a gas station or something. Say that. But don't be like, oh, got to go into a meeting, because it's so abrupt that it sounds fake. And I can tell. And I've had another person do this to me. Another friend of mine. We're like having a conversation. And I'm like, if you wanted me to shut up, just say it. Like, you're not going into a meeting. You're lying. And maybe
you don't
they
think
are.
They're,
no.
I was going to say, no. You don't think they're really going into a meeting?
No, I think they're salespeople and they're full of it. And I don't even mean salespeople at the work in life. Like, I don't believe them. I'm like, no. No.
That's funny.
Haven't you ever lied to get off the phone, though, in fairness?
Yeah, there's definitely been times where I've been like, oh, I gotta handle this, man. Mm-hmm. I'll call you back.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got nothing to handle.
No.
Only thing I gotta handle is putting that phone back in my pocket and going about my day.
Totally. Absolutely. I'm telling you.
You reminded me of something when you were like, they're just salespeople. Because my dad, he was a salesperson for many, many years in his life, right?
Uh-huh.
And I recall my dad would all the time, and when I say all the time, I mean like every other phone conversation he'd be having, he'd be on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden, he'd go, oh, hey, I got to call you back. I'm getting another call. And I'm like, oh, bet. So, I mean, my dad was on the phone often. So he'd be like, hey, I got to call you back. I'm getting another call. Person would be like, okay, sounds good. Talk to you soon. My dad would click and then go about his day. There was no other call.
So you watched your dad just straight up go, gotta go, click, and put the phone in his pocket and move on with his life. He was full of it.
Put the phone in his pocket, put the phone down, put the phone wherever, but back to his ear because there was no other call.
Maybe we're the ones not doing it right then.
I mean, how do you get off the phone when you want to get off the phone and you feel like you're being rude or something?
I don't answer it. That's the first step one. Don't ever answer the phone unless it's somebody leaving a message you have to call back or it's important. I answer it if my sister's, but even them, I'll be like, I got to go, bye. And just
click. You just say, I got to go.
Although somebody the other, I do say, I hanging up on people is so rude and nasty, but one day I had to hang up because they were not listening. They were talking and I was in the middle of like the show or something. Like we were busy and I was like, I don't have time for you right now. I got to go. Click. It was just a person I knew and I just hung up on him. I'm like, this is not the time to call me about this. And so, you know me, I'm pretty blunt. I'm just like, nope. Here you go. I got to go. I wouldn't lie about it. I'd just be like, I got to go. I'll call you back. Click.
Fair.
You know,
fair.
But I don't even like talking on the phone. So, but I'm going to start doing what your dad did now. Screw it. Everybody's doing it. I'm doing it too. Forget all y'all.
Not everybody. Because what my mom does is she'll just straight up be mid-conversation. And then she'll be like, all right, well, I'll talk to you later.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wait, what? Unless it's her topic. If it's her thing, if she's talking, then she wants to keep going and going.
Which
and
I feel like is everybody. Like you get so clearly, they're also saying, Allie, we're sick of listening to you talk or whatever. If your dad was sick of talking to whoever he was talking to. I mean, if that's not telling, I don't know.
If the conversation, if it's not feeding you, you just look for a way to go. Some people's go to is lying and saying you got something to do. Other people are saying, nope, we're done.
Apparently, it's just fine for them, though. They don't feel bad about it. And I'm going to start doing it. I'm telling you what. 414-533-1037. How do you get off the phone? Are we all just lying about it now? If you even answer it?
That's what I blame the kids.
I blame the kids. 414-533-1037. You can call or text that. Hey, I gotta go, DZ. Click.
All right, Allie, man. I gotta deal with these kids. I'll talk to you later.
Why are you talking? I'm gone, dude. I hung up on you.
Oh, you hung up first. Oh, I did. Thank God.
103.7 Kiss FM. I actually did have to go on the air, so I hung up on you. It's Allie and DZ. I said I'm convinced two people I know are lying to me when they get off the phone with me, and I'm not going to name them by name. One's a man, one's a woman, but I've been on the phone with them enough now where they've done the immediate, oh, I got to go into a meeting, got to go, bye, and I'm like, you're a liar. You do this thing every time we're on the phone at the end. I'm like, just say it's too long of a conversation and you want to go.
Just say you're over. Just say you got to poop. Just say whatever it is. Don't lie to me about no meeting.
Seriously. All right. We're asking people how they get off the phone with other people. Are they nice or do they lie like my friends do? I'm convinced. Kivana's in Sheboygan. Hey, Kivana.
Morning.
Kivana?
Yes. Can you hear me?
What did you put us on? Yes. Did you put the phone down like you hung up on us?
She had us on mute.
No, I was jamming out.
Oh, she was listening to the music and she forgot to come back. Fair enough. All right, Kivana, do you do this to people? Do you lie to get off the phone?
I do. It's like a lie, but it's not a lie.
Yes. No, white lie.
Girl, how's it a lie, but it's not a lie? Come on, Kivana. I got the light on you, the interrogation light. Talk to me. What is going on?
No, I have three kids, and they're all young. I have a three-year-old, a seven-year-old, and a 12-year-old. They're kind of loud and rowdy, so I'll be like, oh, the kids. And I'll go to whoever is making the most noise.
So then, that's a good go-to.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So then, the baby's the kids crying in the background. Yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. They do. It's just, it's not a lie, but it is.
But kids are always a distraction, so it's really not. I'm with you. It's a lie, but it's not. You're stretching. It's a stretch of the truth.
What Kivana's saying is, hey, I got to get off the phone. The kids are being loud. She didn't specify whether the kids were being loud right now.
Right. Or why. Or, you know, they could be playing. They could be just singing or whatever. But got to go. My kids.
I'm now going to do
kids
things.
Kids are making noise.
I'm going to say things now like, I have kids. I have to go. I'm not going to say why. And Kivana, they're going to be at their dad's house when I do it. I'm going to be like, I have kids. I have to go.
Allie's sitting at home alone.
Watching Love is Blind again.
Allie's about to start using the dog. Hey, I got to walk the dog. Hold on, man. I'll call you back. Allie ain't got no dog no more.
Nope. I haven't had a dog in over a year now. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Kivana, thank you for calling. You have a great day.
Thank you. Y'all too. Bye.
Bye.
Appreciate you. Bye.
Okay, so Tammy's calling in Slinger, and she said it's not her. It's something her friend does. Tammy, what does your friend do to get off the phone with people?
Good morning. Well, I'm one of those weird people that loves to talk on the phone. My friend will literally say conversation terminated, and then that's it.
conversation terminated, and then you know we're done.
He doesn't even say goodbye. He just hangs up the phone.
Do you know what? I will be fair. When I'm on a text chain that annoys me, is not a call, but I will write unsubscribe. I've done it multiple times.
Out.
And I'm like, that means take me out of this group chat. This has nothing to do with me. Unsubscribe. I did it to my sisters one day. I was like, yo, what are you talking about? Unsubscribe. I'm hello. So maybe that's what I could do when I'm on the phone. Unsubscribe. Hang up.
I like Tammy's friend. My only thought and question is, do they say it with the Terminator voice?
Yes, he does.
Perfect. So you have to. That's the only way.
Okay, so do an impression before we let you go, Tammy. Go ahead.
Conversation terminated.
Tammy says this. Conversation terminated. Terminated.
In fact, goodbye.
Bye,
Tammy. I just hung up on her.
What? Conversation terminated.
I really did just hang up on her. I didn't mean to. Sorry. I did mean to. Let's keep it real. I meant to hang up on you.
Don't lie to Tammy.
Oh my gosh. We appreciate
your call, Tammy. Have a great day.
She's still listening. She knows it was kind of an accident, but not really. Last but not least, let me dust off.
This guy's still around?
Tony and Racine. Wow, your theme song. There's so much dust on it, I didn't even recognize it.
I thought we banned him. We ain't talked in so long.
Well, he should be banned. Man. He's Tony. I mean.
What?
Don't worry, we'll let you back in. Tony, we missed you.
What up, fam?
Well, are you going to hang up on us now? What's going on? How do you get off the phone?
No.
Okay, talk to us.
All right. How do I get off the phone? I do two things. One, I either make the conversation extremely awkward, which I'll tell them.
Like what?
oh, like if someone's talking, like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm just, they ask what I'm doing. I'm like, oh, no, I'm just taking a dump, or I'm sitting in the bathtub naked, you know. I'm in the middle of a shower.
Tony.
You know.
It's so, I make it just awkward.
Just the water in the grass in my boxers.
You can't phase DZ and I, because we're wacky like that. Like, try, you should go ahead. Don't try, actually, because it's never going to happen.
Well, and then the people who know me that don't mind when I actually talk like that, then whatever, then I proceed to do that. But when I really want to get off the phone, I just get absolutely quiet. And then they're like, hello? Oh? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm a little busy right now, so I'm doing two things at once. So, and then I just let them talk, and then they'll be like, okay, well, I'll catch up with you later.
So you wait to see how long they take the social cue, right? Like, we were not talking, and we had checked out, and you were still going there.
All of a sudden, we stopped talking, and Tony's still going and going and going, and he doesn't know to hang up.
I don't know what the hell he said. Like, I was so bored.
Tony's still on the phone? I'm busy over here with the boys.
Unsubscribe.
You know, I got kids. I got
unsubscribe.
Kids. Conversation terminated.
Bye, Tony. I just hung up on him.
We're on a roll, baby. I love it.
Why do I feel so powerful? Tony's going to kill us. Sorry, Tony. We know we love you. Somebody texted in and said, I 100% lie to get off the phone. I'm just saying. Somebody else said, I made up an excuse like, well, all right, I got to go grab the mail. I'll talk to you later.
Bro, I saw a video yesterday.
Yeah.
Perfect timing for this conversation. How you get off of the phone? And it was somebody going, oh, well, I got to go up these stairs real quick. I'll call you later. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.